First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
We're talking to Fiona. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. And you went on a first date with a guy named Edward. Let's first talk about how you and Edward met.
So we met online and we went to dinner, thought we had a great first date, but I never heard from him since.
Okay, and I understand that you are actually pissed about this.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Are you even interested in a second date with him, or is this more about finding out why he ghosted you and kind of confronting him?
Both.
Oh, okay.
So can you think of anything that might have happened on the date that would make him not want a second date with you?
No, I can't honestly think of anything because I thought we had a great conversation. I thought it was flowing. So it's like, what was off?
Well, I'm sure that this will really help the situation. We have Edward on hold. We're going to talk to him first. You'll be able to hear our conversation, but not be part of it. And then we'll conference you guys together. We'll see if we can, at the very least, work this out and you can get some closure, because it sounds like that's what you're looking for. All right, Fiona, you're now on hold. Let's talk to Edward. Edward, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, good morning. It's Gavin and Katie, and you're on the second date update. So we just got done talking to Fiona. You went on a first date with her. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay, great. She sounds like a delight, and she wants to know why you just disappeared on her when she thought you guys had a very successful first date.
She was obsessed with that K-pop band BTS, and it was really weird. She kept like talking about them, like it's like you couldn't tell her anything else. She was like 12. I'm like, I don't know, am I on a date with a grown woman or a 12-year-old?
I can kind of understand that. Let's talk to Fiona again. Fiona, are you there?
What's wrong with being a fan of something? Like, that's the same thing as being a sports fan. Like, what's wrong with having a passion for something?
I mean, that's not a bad point. We are perfectly fine with dudes wearing shirts of their favorite sports teams and talking about it and listening to podcasts and, like, knowing all the stats and the highlights and everything.
That's a decent counterpunch. I'm not even going to dispute that. Edward, how do you respond to that?
But I'm not going to talk about sports and my favorite sports team on the first date.
So, okay. So she brought it up on the, she brought BTS up on the first date.
No, guys, I didn't, because he brought it up when my phone rang and he heard it. So he obviously knows the song.
Yeah, I did. But you would not stop talking about it.
Well, but she didn't bring it up though.
I'm like, a fan.
Yeah. I can't believe that I'm kind of leaning toward Fiona on this one.
I can't believe you are either.
Sports analogy is so dead on. Why is that an acceptable thing to be fanatical about? But if you want to be into a boy band from Korea, you can't be.
I will say, though, there is something to be said for reading the room. And if you've gone on and on about the same subject, really any subject, for too long, even if it's like your own kids, people are going to be like, okay. All right.
Again, what's the difference between that and being a sports fan? Like, you talk
read
about
the
sports
room. That, variety. It's a first date.
God, right. This is as close to, using a sports analogy, this is as close to an unexpected knockout that I've ever heard before.
Right.
Like, Fiona, you bring up the sports analogy is so dead on. Like, Katie's right. Like, read the room. Don't talk about anything for too long. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. That's in the eye of the beholder. But your love of BTS to the point of, you know, whatever ringtones or whatever you have, apparel, it doesn't matter, because sports guys do the same thing. And if Edward showed up wearing a Niners jersey,
everybody,
no one
would
even think
about
twice
it.
About that.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Oh, not even if they wore a cap. It was on their screensaver. They were watching all the games. Like, none of that would be brought up.
None of that would be brought up. That's, God,
you're absolutely right.
Man, this is a total victory for you.
Thank you.
All right. But clearly, though, not a match.
No.
Just not a match.
I can tell by the, just their energy, they're not a match.
Right. And Edward, as far as I know, he said, says he's still there, but I haven't heard him say anything in a while. Fine. Are you still there, Edward?
I'm here.
Okay, well, you can go. All right, so it's the second date update on the wake-up call, and Fiona, you just struck a blow for all boy band fans everywhere.
Thank you.